Hey, y'all, listeners, I know it's been a long time, but we are back in black with our new guest star, Noah Chen. I'm Sam, this is Alex, and Noah is sitting to our right.
That's me. Yes, we are here for AP Detectives number 9.
And I'm actually wearing black.
Okay, the top news on Harry Potter, the biggest thing, is that for the first time in 6 years, Harry Potter fans will have the chance to see and hear author J.K. Rowling as she comes to New York in August.
And Alex is going!
Woo-hoo! Yes, I am! I got tickets last night. They've been on sale for 5 days and they're almost sold out. If you want to get them soon. Miss Rowling will participate.
No, I have football practice August. Crap. My football practice begins that day.
Okay. Yeah. Miss Rowling will participate in charity reading for Stephen King's recently created charity, the Heaven Foundation. When Stephen King and John Irving, that's two other authors that are going to be there, and the rumor is that J.K. Rowling will be reading a chapter from the seventh book.
Ooh. Alex, you have to promise you will tell me nothing about the book.
I won't tell you anything about it.
Just tell us the name.
Do not tell us the name.
Tickets will range from $12.50 to $100 apiece, with a $1,000 family package, include 4 orchestra seats and signed book from each author.
Never mind. I don't care about football.
The tickets have like doubled. The cheapest ones that I could get last night were $30, and that was in the second balcony. But there was also some $100 orchestras that were available. But I'm going, and also, it's one of the worst kept secrets that I'm a fan of MuggleCast.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty badly kept secret.
They're doing a live podcast.
Are you serious? MuggleCast is doing a live podcast there?
Yep.
I'm going.
Sam. I don't know what MuggleCast.
Yes. Okay, you're a loser.
Okay,
No, I'm just kidding, man.
Right back at ya.
Not funny.
We've got an argument going in the background.
Yes, we do. Sorry about that.
Also, other things from Harry Potter news, since we last did it,
Whoa, is that the Harry Potter Anglia from the movie?
Fans welcome release of the latest Harry Potter book.
In Japan?
Yeah. The fans of the popular Harry Potter novel lined up outside bookstores on Wednesday, eager to get their hands on the latest installment in the series as it went on sale in Japan.
Would that be the sixth book?
Yes, that would be the sixth book.
They just got it?
Yeah, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince is a sixth and latest installment in the British author J.K. Rowling Harry Potter series. The books have appeared on shelves in more than 150 countries and regions and sold a total of more than 300 million copies.
And can you believe they're just getting it in Japan?
The books are also beast.
Yeah.
Just so you
know. Yes, Sam, we all know that's what you think. Researchers Harry Potter's Wizard Okay for Ramban.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
J.K. Rowling's fictional series of child wizard Harry Potter,
How is MuggleCast? Is MuggleCast so well known that they're doing a live podcast?
Yes, Sam. MuggleCast has many thousands of listeners.
That's beast. I love MuggleCast.
And I'm not one of them.
You stay.
I didn't know MuggleCast.
Also, if you buy
That's
tickets...
because your parents never let you go on the computer, Noah. That's because you've never seen a computer in your life. Okay, good point. You have this game called Pod Racer, and it's this thing on Star Wars, and you race these little things. It's like racing. It's a really cool game. He has it on his laptop.
Okay.
Actually, it's my dad's laptop.
Oh, actually, it's his dad's laptop, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Same deal.
A surprise gift
for
for a Harry Potter author. There was many things that have happened with Harry Potter. We don't care. London, May 14th, author J.K. Rowling is now a bit reful about the fact that she complained about not being able to find enough paper to write the last and final book in the Harry Potter series.
Hey, Alex, vote for the next American Idol. It's up there at the top of your screen.
Care.
And get a free iPod.
For she has now been deluged by writing papers sent in by fans who took her message to heart. That's just...
Ooh, not enough paper. She's in trouble.
She didn't have enough papers, so...
She doesn't have enough paper?
Just fans, go to, like, stay so fans, or something.
Fans have been sending her paper.
Why can't she get paper?
Why have her fans been sending her paper?
Mm. Because she doesn't have paper.
Why doesn't she got paper?
Doesn't because she doesn't
England have
the
trees?
People.
Or is England just a country?
Here's the thing. Swanee, Georgia, United States. The popular Harry Potter books are getting support from a hearing official in Georgia school district.
What's
where
a hearing officer?
Where
a, it's an officer.
Where a, where a parent is pushing to have the books banned.
What?
Sue Barry, a
former DePauw
school.
Oh, yeah, that's because it endorses witchcraft. That's a bunch of crumbs.
That's because it what?
Endorses
it says
witchcraft.
It endorses witchcraft. Oh, my God. These people are retarded. There's no such thing as witchcraft. That was on the news the other night with Brian. Oh, my gosh. That was the stupidest story. That was just dumb.
Are they trying to say witchcraft actually exists?
Yes. They are stupid.
Okay.
They're like,
so you see why I find
they're
glass
like
of
Salem
water.
Witch trial people.
Okay, Sam, will you...
Those people...
Sam, there's more news
we're recording this
from thing. Harry. Just have to do with HP Detectives.
We are recording this in Salem.
HP Detectives has a full page of Google hits.
I cracked myself.
From everything from our website to our guest book to the sites that review
us.
Right.
There's a page on us and Google. That's very cool, y'all.
Also,
right now on your computer as you're listening, check us out on Google right now. Do I still have to do my bio on our website, man?
Also, we have.
Do I still have to do my bio?
Also, we have.
Face looks screwed up in that picture.
Sam, we have updated the HP Detectives website. Now we have a countdown timer for Order of the Phoenix movie.
Are you serious?
Yes, we
Order
do.
Order of the Phoenix movie.
It right now, as we record, it's
421 days, 5 minutes, 8 seconds.
No,
eight
5
minutes,
hours.
5 hours, 8 minutes, 55 seconds.
50 seconds.
Which is telling you guys that we are recording on Wednesday, May 17th at 6:51.
That's right.
Yes.
In another minute, 6:52.
In Alex's dad's study thing. Computer room. Yeah.
And we have been trying to update the HP Detectives website as much as we can, mm-hmm. and expect to be getting more.
Will never get my bio, I swear. I'm way too lazy.
When I feel like putting some more time into doing the website.
He doesn't have enough time.
He doesn't. He goes to a school that all you do all day is sit around and do wood carving.
That you remember.
Oh, there's this one girl that lives in my school. Pause it, Alex.
The
far button.
At the bottom of our website, we have a new link to the top 10 Harry Potter sites, which is a site that lists all of the top rated for that day Harry Potter sites.
And we have really annoying things saying, you have won our hourly prize.
Click we do open. Not.
Oh, well, it moved.
There's not. No.
We do not put any... We do not put any cheap advertisements like that on our
we
website.
Do not.
No. This is a different...
We're not like that.
And just click no to... Click cancel to the thing that asks you, do you want to send... Do you want to sell your Harry Potter stuff? Just click cancel and bring you to the website. That's really annoying, but I don't know what's there.
Okay, that's really dumb.
Oh, look, now we're getting linked to National Geographic.
These people are idiots.
So,
I'm sorry. They're stupid. I don't want to deal with them. They should die.
You don't want to deal with who?
The people who are... Oh, the polar bear. Poor polar bear.
So,
whoa.
What do you guys think is going to be in the seventh book?
Well, obviously,
Harry is going to die. He's going to be doomed. The world will be filled with apple pie.
Actually,
Sam.
He's wrong. Neville might die, though.
How would Neville die?
Take a wild...
He stinks at being a wizard? He
yes!
fails at life?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I hope no one here likes Neville.
No, I love Neville. Neville is my favorite character.
Yeah.
He just fails at life.
And will probably die. Who here thinks McGonagall will die?
No.
I'm not sure. She might die.
No. I bet everybody in Harry's life will die except...
Harry.
For...
Ginny, maybe.
Except for his golden retriever. Even
this is
he hasn't got a golden retriever.
Oh
yeah, and Ron and Hermione. Ron and Hermione are gonna become boyfriend and girlfriend, I swear.
Yes, we
and Harry.
We know that.
They already have Sam.
Yes, I know. But no.
They're going to announce it.
Yeah! That's it.
And do you know that they're gonna actually rise in the 8th Harry Potter book?
They are not.
They're yes,
not
you said it was going to be like the, whatchamacallit.
It's going to be like a Harry Potter dictionary.
I know
if
that.
If they do write it.
If.
If.
I said they might.
That would really stink to see the series end.
Yeah. What would
you said
do?
The same thing about Star Wars, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Also, there's this Star Wars. Thing about, is J.K. going to kill Harry off?
That would be really cool.
Harry Potter may die in the next book. In the series, author J.K. Rowling wants to kill him off. It is claimed last night. Actor Jim Dale, the voice of the teenage wizard in the U.S. audiobooks, believes the seventh and final installment will spell the end for Harry. He made... Why?
Because the last line is, Harry, where's your scar?
Yes.
So how can he die?
That's true.
How do you know the last line?
Because it was in a thingy that Alex and I read.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think Harry will die? I personally don't.
No, he will not. I guarantee you. If he does, I will pay every one of our listeners $1.
Sam.
No, he won't.
I will ship it to you. I swear. You will send me your address and I will ship you $1.
If Harry dies?
If Harry dies in the next book.
But you have to give him $1 back.
No, you definitely don't. You can keep the dollar. I promise. I will give you $1. No, I'll give you $2.
You hear that, listeners?
Did you hear that? I will give you $2 if Harry dies in the next book. I will mail it to you.
Here?
I will fly a plane over your house and drop it in an envelope.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Here's some rumors that...
I'll parachute out of an airplane and land in the front yard. And
Sam, will you stop it? Here are some
rumors
that we know are not true. The title of the book will not be Harry Potter and the...
Pyramids of Fermat. Okay.
Well, obviously not.
There will be no character named
Icicle.
And J.K. said that she didn't recall saying there ever would be. Dumbledore is not Harry's relative.
Well, duh.
Harry is not related to Voldemort, and he is not related to Salazar Slytherin.
Well, duh.
Lily Potter is not alive. Lily Potter was not Death Eater.
Well, duh again.
No prequel books are planned. No books before Harry's time at Hogwarts. Crookshanks is not an animagus.
I think she might be.
Neville is not the son of Peter Pettigrew.
Well, duh.
Remus Lupin does not have a twin brother.
Well,
okay.
Duh.
Wow. All those were incredibly stupid.
Except for the Crookshanks. He might be.
Except.
No.
No, definitely not. Except for, Lily was a... No, that's a pretty dumb one, too.
They're yeah. all dumb.
They're all stupid.
Why? They're all obviously
They
dumb.
Are all stupid.
Yeah.
Who actually thought that she would write more books?
before. She said it so many times.
She did.
Why would she?
Well, I don't know, because he'd be a little guy and not doing things that get in trouble at school. Remember, tore his teacher's hair blue?
Who has ever read Barry Trotter? It's this Harry Potter parody, which is pretty hilarious, in my opinion. We don't have much time to spend on the podcast. We just wanted to get one done. So email us what you think is going to happen in book 7.
Yeah, please. We would appreciate it greatly. And we'll put your emails on air.
Ooh,
I'm sure they really love that.
Yes.
Just send us a link. Just send us something to it's on J.K. Rowling's website. Oh. Just send us an email at harry@hpdetectives.com.
That is harry@hpdetectives.com.
Yes,
they know that.
This was a very hard episode to get through because Noah would not stop blabbing his mouth off about things that have nothing to related to Harry Potter.
And I didn't do that ever, not once.
Okay, so that was it. Bye.
This is
Noah. Say bye.
Bye.